Hello, this is Dr. Mark Mivali, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. My friends, I want to speak to you about a very important theological concept in relation to the Church's official teachings that Mary is the mediatrix of all graces. This is a papal teaching for well over two centuries, but it's really a teaching that is found in Scripture and solidified in the early Church and has always been part of authentic Catholic tradition. That when Mary says yes to the Archangel Gabriel, she mediates to us Jesus Christ, who is the one mediator. As Blessed John Paul II puts it, Mary participates in the one mediation of Jesus like no other creature. And as a fruit of her suffering with Jesus on Calvary, she is entrusted to us all as the mother, as the mediatrix. John Paul beautifully says that every time you say the word mother, implicit in that term is mediatrix, because a mother is also one who intercedes or nourishes her children. And here in the spiritual life, we're talking about sanctifying grace. So Our Lady is the mediatrix of all graces. This is a truth of the Church. It's also been approved in mystical teachings and the writings of the doctors and fathers of the Church. Even in private revelation, Our Lady has confirmed her role as the mediatrix. Now, the key theological presupposition, in other words, what makes it possible for Mary to be the mediatrix of all graces, is her role as co-redemptrix. And I want to say that again, that if Mary is not co-redemptrix, she cannot be the mediatrix of all graces. Co-redemptrix is the foundation of her role as mediatrix of all graces. And that's why it wouldn't make any logical or theological sense to say, yes, I believe she's the mediatrix of all graces, but no, I don't believe she's the co-redemptrix. Now, why is it the case that you cannot separate mediatrix from co-redemptrix? Because Mary is given this task by Jesus to distribute the graces of redemption because she was the person who uniquely participated with and under Jesus in the obtaining of the graces of salvation. Think of it this way, my friends. Think of someone who really wants to feed the poor. Well, they won't be able to feed the poor unless they have bread. And analogously, Mary here, she cannot distribute graces that she does not have. But Mary did participate with and under Jesus in the obtaining of grace. We call that theologically Mary's role in objective redemption, her historic participation with and under Jesus to obtain the graces of the redemption. Remember, even the fathers of the Church understood that God wanted to redeem man by using the three elements through which man lost grace: a man, a woman, and a tree. And so we have Adam, Eve, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That leads to the loss of grace. So God uses a man, a woman, a tree to restore that to humanity. The man is Jesus Christ, the new Adam, as St. Paul calls him. The woman is Mary, the new Eve, who participates with the new Adam in obtaining the graces. And the new tree is Calvary, the cross. So the popes have confirmed in their papal teachings that it is for the reason of Mary's co-redemption that she becomes the mediatrix. Pope St. Pius X said it. Several of the popes have referred to this. John Paul II says specifically that Mary deserves to be the mediatrix because she's first the co-redemptrix. John Paul II mentions this on January 31st of 1985 in a beautiful homily at Guayaquil, where he talks about Mary's role as co-redemptrix not ceasing with the glorification of her son. Well, what does that mean? It doesn't cease with the glorification of her son. It means that Mary's role continues even after the price is paid for the redemption by distributing those graces. So Mary is co-redemptrix because she's a co-redeemer with Jesus in obtaining the graces of redemption. Mary is mediatrix because as a result of her co-redemption, Jesus gives her the task to distribute these graces throughout the world to human history and to human families and hearts. And Mary's role as advocate is that she comes to announce the coming of the Holy Spirit. She intercedes, but she also invokes and implores the Holy Spirit to come. That's why the dogma of Mary as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate is complete. Those titles go together. Whenever Our Lady mentions one title or another at an apparition site or anywhere, it is connecting it to the three titles. And in the same way that anytime you talk about a mother as being, well, she really nurses her children and praiseworthy in a praiseworthy fashion, you're making a praise to the mother in her full motherhood. You're not just saying, well, she does this, but she's not a good mother. No, the praise redounds on the fullness of motherhood. So whenever a Marian title is mentioned in a theological treatise or in an apparition, be sure you are confirming co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. Even if only mediatrix is being mentioned, it confirms the three and heaven's desire for those three to be made known to humanity. Why is it so important that these be proclaimed? Because through the proclamation of these titles, we're saying we want Our Lady to fully exercise these titles. Why is it so important that the Pope would do this? Because the Pope is the highest human authority. And remember this, my friends. Some would say, well, but redeeming, I mean, that's for Jesus. Have you thought of the fact that when husband and wife come together in the beauty of marital love and are open to children, we call that procreating or co-creating with God the Father. So we're co-creators. That's a divine activity. When a priest hears a confession and forgives sins, or when a priest baptizes a child into the faith, he's a co-sanctifier. Co meaning with. He's working with the Holy Spirit as sanctifier. God calls us to participate in divine activity. The great quote of St. Augustine, God created us without us, but God does not redeem us without us. We have to cooperate in our own redemption. So, if we're co-creators with the Father and co-sanctifiers with the Spirit, why are we not co-redeemers with the Son? Well, John Paul II thought we should be. In fact, he three times invoked each one of us to be co-redeemers in Christ. If we're called to be co-redeemers, how much more is Mary rightly called the co-redemptrix? So remember, my friends, Mary is the mediatrix of all grace, but only because she was first the co-redemptrix. You would not want to talk about the resurrection without the cross. At Mass, you don't want to talk about the sacred meal, the Eucharist, without the sacrifice which makes the sacred meal possible. So too, analogously, you don't want to talk about the mediatrix of all grace unless you understand that she mediates grace, she distributes grace because she participated in obtaining those grace. Mediatrix, because first, co-redemptrix. The terms of co-redemptrix and mediatrix are absolutely inseparable. And co-redemptrix is always the foundation from which the mediatrix flows. This is Mark Miravalli with MaryCast. Thanks for being with us. God bless you.